in a little pet shop on the corner, there lives a very unhappy gorilla called Magilla. You see, Magilla is unhappy because no one wants to buy him. After all, who wants a big, clumsy gorilla for a pet? So, all he does is sit in the pet shop window and wait for some kind person to come along and buy him. But Magilla isn't the only one at the pet shop that's unhappy. The owner, Mr. Peebles, is twice as unhappy because no one will take Magilla off his hands. And the big, hungry ape is eating him out of house and home.
Magilla, if somebody doesn't come along and buy you today, I'm gonna give you a one-way ticket back to the jungles.
But Mr. Peebles, I'm doing my best to attract a customer. I stand on my head, turn flips, do card tricks, and even a little soft shoe tap dance. But so far, nothing. What's wrong?
Too bad, Magilla, but I'm running a pet shop, not a boarding house for freeloading gorillas. If you're not sold by tonight, you'll be on the next boat to Africa.
Well, what do you know? Business is picking up, Mr. Peebles. Looky, a customer is pecking on our window.
That's no customer, Magilla. It's just a little girl.
No, look, Mr. Peebles. She's coming in the pet shop.
How much is that gorilla in the window, mister?
Confidentially, little girl.
My name's Oji.
Oji? What a nice name. I was asking $100 for Magilla, but today he's on special. You can have him for $20, cash.
Gee, mister.
Peebles is the name.
Gee, Mr. Peebles, I'd like to buy Magilla, but all I got is 75 cents.
I'll take it. It's a deal. I'll even gift wrap him. Where do you want him delivered?
Oh, I'll take him with me. I want to surprise my mommy and daddy.
Yeah, I guess bringing home a big gorilla could be somewhat of a surprise.
Come on, Magilla.
Okay, Oji. Bye, Mr. Peebles. See you again.
Not if I see you first, Magilla. Goodbye.
Boy, the jungle was never like this.
Come on in the kitchen. I want you to meet Mom. Mom, this is...
Oh, help! It's a monster! Help, please!
But Mom, Magilla is not a monster. He's a gorilla.
I don't care what it is. Get that big monkey out of this house.
Gee, Oji, maybe I better go back to the pet shop. I can take a hint.
You'd better get him out of this house before your father gets home.
But I don't want Magilla to go. I like him. He's my favorite gorilla.
Oji, what are you crying? Oji, what's that?
Oh, Dad, I want you to meet my friend, Magilla Gorilla.
Glad to meet up with you, sir.
I hope there's some kind of sensible explanation for bringing King Kong into my house.
There is, Dad. I bought him at a pet store on sale. He did cost $100, but he was marked down to 98 cents.
That figures. Oh, gee, I'm sorry, but this house just isn't big enough for me and that ape.
Gorilla, sir. You see, apes are...
Never mind. Get your coat, OG. We're taking this thing back to the pet store.
But, Daddy, Magilla's my best friend.
Hello. Yes? What? Two tickets to My Fair Lady. Sure, boss. The wife and I'd love to go. But I don't think we'll be able to make it. Thanks anyway. Bye.
Who was that?
That was Mr. Dinwiddie, my boss. He's got two tickets for tonight's show and wants us to go along.
Well, I think we should. After all, it's a chance to speak to him about that raise.
I know. But who'd stay with OG?
I guess you're right. You can't call a babysitter this late.
Pardon me, sir, but if I may make a suggestion, how about me babysitting for you?
A gorilla babysitter? It's ridiculous.
But, madam, I'm very good with kids. I stand on my head and turn flips. And I do a keen soft shoe routine. Dum dum da dum dum dum. Do ye scooby dooby doo. Bum bee bo. Lum bum ba dee. Bum bum. Bum 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 beep.
Gee, Mom, isn't Magilla wonderful?
Well, I guess he's okay, if you like gorillas.
Well, you've got to admit Magilla has a way with kids. And if OG likes him, then he can't be all bad.
Oh, please, sir, just give me a chance. I don't want to go back to the pet shop.
Okay, it's a deal. And if she's asleep when we get back, you can stay here.
Gee, thank you, sir. You don't know what it's like to be an unemployed gorilla. Okay, little OG, you know what your folks said. If I can get you to sleep before they get back, I'm in. But if you're still awake when they get back, I'm out.
But, Magilla, I'm not a bit sleepy.
I got an idea. I'll tune in the children's hour on TV. That'll make you sleepy. Oops, that won't help much. Try to go to sleep, OG.
How about reading me a bedtime story, Magilla?
Okay, any particular one?
Do you know Alice in Wonderland?
If I don't know it, I can fake it. Well, OG, once upon a time, there was a little girl about your size called Alice, who lived in a small town right on the edge of a forest. One day, Alice was in the backyard, teaching her playful puppy, Go-Go, to sit up, when suddenly she saw the dog catcher drive right past her house. Remember, Go-Go, never, never run out in the street. If you do, that dog catcher will get you, said Alice. Said Go-Go, but he was too little to realize that it was against the law for any dog to be on the streets unless they were on a leash. While Alice was trying to explain to the puppy why he should stay in the yard, Go-Go was looking over her shoulder at a most unusual sight. He saw a big snow-white rabbit come hippity-hopping across the yard. Well, suddenly, the strange white rabbit pulled out a large pocket watch and muttered, I'm late, I'm late, I'm late for a very important date. I must be late an hour or so. I should have started an hour ago. I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. Well, Go-Go started barking at the white rabbit and leaped out of Alice's arms to chase him. The rabbit ran across the yard, across the street, and into the nearby woods with Go-Go still playfully yapping at him. Go-Go, don't go! Come back! The dog catcher will get you! But the fun-loving little Go-Go was so busy following the strange white rabbit that he didn't hear Alice yelling at him. On through the woods bounced the white rabbit with Go-Go right behind, and Alice not too far behind Go-Go. But suddenly, the white rabbit came to a rabbit hole in the side of a hill and went hippity-hopping right down into the hole, with Go-Go right behind him. When Alice saw Go-Go going down into the rabbit hole, she tried to stop him. So Alice ran down into the rabbit hole to look for Go-Go. And soon she found herself in a strange underground world that was different from anything she had ever dreamed of. Suddenly, Alice saw a most unusual sight. The white rabbit came up to a huge stone wall with a big iron gate. The rabbit couldn't open the heavy iron gate, but he did open a tiny door at the bottom of the gate and went hippity-hopping through it. Alice yelled at Go-Go to stop, but the playful puppy was barking so loud he didn't hear her, and he followed the white rabbit through the tiny door. Alice ran to the stone wall, but when she got there, she couldn't open the heavy iron gate. A sign above the gate said, "The Land of Limbo. No dogs allowed. Violators will be thrown in the royal dungeon." Signed, the Queen of Limbo. Poor Go-Go. If anyone found him in the Land of Limbo, he'd land in the dungeon. Alice tried again and again to open the big gate, but it weighed a ton, and the stone wall was too high for Alice to climb over. The only way to get into the Land of Limbo was through the tiny door at the bottom of the iron gate. But it was only about 10 inches high, and Alice was far too big. It looked like she'd never see her Go-Go again. If I was only about the size of a rabbit, then I could get into the Land of Limbo and look for Go-Go. Then suddenly, Alice heard a very strange voice saying, "Open your ears and close your eyes, and you will have a big surprise. I am a fairy, good and wise, and I'll shrink you down to a rabbit size." When Alice opened her eyes, she saw a beautiful fairy godmother. The fairy said,
I see you have a problem in size. But don't worry, I have the answer to that. Here, just take one of these reducing pills and close your eyes again.
Alice did as she was told. And when she opened her eyes, she couldn't believe what she saw. Everything looked 10 times bigger than life, because Alice was now only 7 inches tall. I don't know how to thank you. Now I can go find Go-Go. You don't need to thank me. That's what good fairies are for. Here, take 2 more of these reducing pills with you.
But why? Said Alice.
Because the effects of the reducing pill only lasts a few hours, and you will be big again. So take these 2 extra pills, just in case you ever need to be little again.
Alice took the pills and thanked the good fairy, who then disappeared, right in front of Alice's eyes. It was no problem at all for the tiny 7-inch Alice to walk through the little door and into the mysterious land of Limbo. But once she got inside, Alice found herself in real trouble. She soon became completely lost. And being lost in a strange land is a real problem for people only 7 inches tall. Alice walked first in one direction and then in another, looking for Go-Go. She had to find her pup before he was thrown into a dungeon. As Alice was running through a dark forest, she heard a most unusual sound. Alice figured it must be some kind of a monster, so she started to run. But too late. Right in front of her was a gigantic Cheshire Cat, about 20 feet tall. Well, actually, it wasn't but 1 foot tall, but it looked like 20 to little Alice, who was still only 7 inches tall. This cat wasn't like most cats. It was green with purple stripes and wore sneakers. Heavens to Betsy, said the big cat. What a strange little creature you are. Only 7 inches tall. Me strange? Don't you think a talking cat is a little strange also? Maybe, but not in the land of Limbo. Around here, everything is a little weird. What's your name? My name is Alice, and I'm here looking for my little dog, Go-Go. You better check the lost and found department at the Queen's Castle. I will. Tell me, how can I get to the castle? Well, you go north. No, south. Or is it west? Then make a right turn. No, a left turn. Well, to tell you the truth, you can't get there from here. But Alice grew impatient with the pixelated Cheshire Cat and continued her search for Go-Go. Alice looked high and low for her dog, but still there was no clue. The heartbroken little Alice sat down to cry.
What's wrong, little girl?
Said a most unusual voice, and Alice looked all around, but she saw nothing except a big toadstool, taller than Alice, who was still only 7 inches tall. Who's there? Asked Alice, a little frightened.
It's me,
said the voice. Again, Alice looked all around and saw no one. She looked all around the toadstool and even under it, and still nobody.
Why don't you look on top of the toadstool?
So Alice nervously stood on her tiptoes and looked on top of the toadstool. And there, right in front of her eyes, was the polka dot blue caterpillar.
You look surprised, but I guess it isn't every day you meet up with a polka dot caterpillar, is it?
The caterpillar was smoking a funny-looking pipe called the hookah, and he was blowing big smoke rings. Not ordinary smoke rings, but square smoke rings, oblong smoke rings, even triangular smoke rings. He asked Alice who she was and what she was doing in the land of Limbo. And when Alice explained that she was searching for her dog, Go-Go, the polka dot caterpillar became worried.
You must find your dog at once, because the queen has ordered all dogs out of the land of Limbo. You must find your dog before the queen sees him. The only one I know who can help you is the Mad Hatter.
Then I'll go to the Mad Hatter's house, said Alice.
but I'm afraid that's impossible. He lives on the other side of that steep mountain. There's no way to get there, except go over the mountain, and it's miles high. You can see that a little girl 7 inches tall would never make it.
Alice realized the caterpillar was right, but she wasn't one to give up easy. There's got to be a way, said Alice. But the caterpillar kept explaining why it was impossible to climb the mountain. Alice was almost ready to give up, and the caterpillar was just sitting there blowing triangular smoke rings when suddenly he yelled,
Alice, I've got it!
What?
I know how you can get over the mountain!
How? Asked Alice impatiently.
Well, I was just thinking, if I can blow big smoke rings, I can also blow big soap bubbles.
Alice didn't understand the plan very clearly, but the caterpillar got a bar of soap, put it in his pipe, and blew a huge soap bubble. The soap bubble wrapped around Alice until she was inside it. Then the big soap bubble with Alice inside gently floated up off the ground and up to the mountain. With the caterpillar waving goodbye, the soap bubble balloon carried Alice higher and higher until Alice was almost to the top of the mountain. But just as Alice was about to reach the top, she floated into a big black storm cloud, and soon... Alice was in a terrible storm. The wind was blowing like a cyclone, and the frail little soap bubble was about to be dashed against the rocky cliffs. But luckily, a gust of wind blew the bubble up and over the top of the mountain. Soon, Alice was floating gently downward on the other side, when a strange thing began to happen. Alice began getting larger and larger. The magic effects of the reducing pills the fairy had given Alice were beginning to wear off. She was growing back to her normal size. At first, Alice was glad to be getting back to normal, but not for long. She was getting so big, the soap bubble was about to pop. If the bubble did pop, Alice would fall to earth. And soon it happened. The bubble stretched until it popped like a balloon. And down, down, down fell little Alice. But luckily, Alice's fall was softened when she landed on the thick thatch roof of a funny-looking little cottage. Alice fell right through the grass roof and landed in a big chair at the head of a long table. All around her were some very odd-looking characters. They were quite surprised when Alice dropped in, because they were having a tea party at the time. There was a character called the Mad Hatter, who wore a hat 5 sizes too big, and his big ears kept his hat from falling down over his face. It was easy to guess where he got that name, because he was madder than a March Hare. In fact, there was a ridiculous rabbit there called the March Hare. I'm sorry if I interrupted your party, said Alice. Think nothing of it, said the March Hare. I don't think much of it myself. What I mean is, we're glad you dropped in. But we must get on with the tea party. It's already 13 o'clock. 13 o'clock? Asked Alice. There's no such thing as 13 o'clock. There is on my clock. It's busted. I put too much butter on the mainspring. Butter? Exclaimed Alice. On the mainspring? I had to. I didn't have any chicken fat. Alice could see that they didn't call this coop the March Hare for nothing. Okay, gentlemen, before we start the tea party, I'll call the roll. All those absent, please raise your right hand. Well, I see we're all here, but before we get down to the serious business of pouring tea, I suggest we welcome our new guest with a toast. A mad tea party there will be. We'll have a mad, mad ball. Come one, come all. The party's free. You're welcome, one and all. We'll serve donuts that have square holes. From square teacups we'll sip. There's buttermilk and buttered rolls. For punch, we'll serve catnip. With butter from a butterfly and fireflies for light, there'll be fun for you and I at the Mad Mad Tea tonight. So welcome to our party, friend, to our Mad 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 Tea. We don't know where and we don't know when, 'cause we're all mad, you see. Well, it was easy for Alice to see that she was mixed up with a bunch of pixelated pixies. But they were quite friendly, so she decided to join the Mad Tea Party. It was the strangest tea party Alice had ever been to.
What's your name, little girl? Asked the Mad Hatter. My name is Alice. And what brings you to the land of Limbo, Alice? I've come to find Go-Go. Well, perhaps we could help you find Go-Go. Who is Go-Go? Your brother? No, Go-Go is my little dog. Dog! Screamed everyone at the party. Don't you know the dogs are not allowed in the land of Limbo? The queen is allergic to dogs. Every time a dog gets within 100 miles of the castle, the queen sneezes her head off. Oh, dear, what'll I do? We'd love to help you, they all agreed. But if the queen catches us with a dog in Limbo, it's the dungeon for all of us. Sorry, Alice. Well, in that case, I'll go on alone. I must find Go-Go before he's caught by the queen's guards.